welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on NTNRadio.com and all those other great places you meet your podcast. Warren's here. Fernando, who knows? Not going to cry on spilt milk.
He said he's going to be 5 more minutes, but, you know,
Too late for him. We'll bring him in if he shows up. I don't know. You never know with that guy. He doesn't have a lot to say. I was going to give him a little bit of time to talk about a film festival, but being here, don't care. Not going to happen. So his 5 minutes are going to cost him all his little press on that.
Free press, free publicity is all gone.
Too bad. All gone. We got a lot to talk about. We got some more Fallout to talk about.
Yeah. We got great show.
Huh?
A great show.
Okay show. We got 3 Body Problem to talk about. We're going to talk a little show. Bit about. Huh?
An okay show.
Yeah. And yeah, I didn't think it was. I liked some of the concepts in it, right? It's a different twist is what I like about that.
Yeah.
And then Dead Boy Detectives, which is
I haven't made my mind up yet.
It's a spinoff on
Doom Patrol.
From Doom Patrol, not on or of, but from Doom Patrol.
And they had one episode in which they had one or two episodes in which they had the Dead Boy Detectives. Well, we'll just start with that one. So in Doom Patrol, you had these two pair of ghosts come.
They came in with the annoying daughter.
Yep. To try to help them do some work in a case. And it was mild. I mean, you know, they were mildly entertaining characters. They weren't something I thought would deserve a spinoff. But the first 2 episodes, I can't say I did not like it. It was decent. I mean, for the fact that there's not a lot of sci-fi TV out there right now, it's kind of good.
Here's what I'm going to say. I don't think we're the target audience.
Oh, no.
Right? I definitely don't think we're the target
audience. It's not Doom Patrol either.
No, it is definitely not Doom Patrol. I don't think we're the target audience, but I will say this. So far, 3 main characters of the first 2 episodes, which are the 2 dead ghosts that are detectives and they're now median, have been, look at this. Fernando will be joining us. But the two
dead detectives
in their medium definitely are decently written characters enough that intrigued by where it's going. Yeah. So I wouldn't say for sure.
I'm looking forward to watching additional episodes.
Yeah, I'm into the storyline. I like that they're running a couple storylines at a time, and they do things, and it has consequences, and we'll see how that all works out.
Yeah. For me, it's kind of like a little bit of a cross of the show Supernatural.
Never watched it.
Oh, my daughters love Supernatural, both of them. So I got to see enough of it. It was okay.
Okay.
So I'm sure that if any of our people who watch Supernatural, they're going to love it or hate it. I was in the middle. But anyway, a little bit of Supernatural, a little bit of zany stuff, enough that I'm, you know, like I said, it's not Doom Patrol. I don't think we'll be seeing any squids on their heads, but it's still decent entertainment. There's not a lot out there right now, and so it's worth watching.
Yeah, so here's what I'll say is, we're going to do it 2 episodes at a time for the show's sake. I'm 2 episodes in, and I'm looking forward to see where the storyline goes. And
yeah, and you got a sexy witch. What more can you ask for?
Oh, a sexy what?
Witch.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I thought she was kind of nice.
Yeah, well.
But we don't know when she loses her young age spell, what she's going to end up being. But for right now, she's doing okay.
Definitely has like the British style of writing and stuff, you know, like just stuff.
A little bit of dry humor, yeah.
A little bit of dry humor, but also just a little bit of the way they tell the stories, different than Americans. But it's entertaining. I'm not going to say that I was unentertained. I'm going to say I don't think I was their target audience, but I'm still captivated enough that I'm going to invest at least 2 more hours in it.
And I concur with that statement. That's not going to happen. That doesn't happen a lot. You know that.
Yeah, no, I know, because normally you don't want to admit that I'm right, and I have to force you.
And you never want to admit that I'm right.
And well, when you're right, we'll worry about that discussion. anyways, so we'll get into that. Apparently, Fernando's not joining us. He took the time to click the link invite, but he's not joining us. So
yeah, I see his name, but I do not see his face. Which is,
I mean, I'd be happy. With that.
All right.
I
just it should stay that either. Way.
But anyways, so yeah, well, next week we'll probably, we didn't really talk about much about what it is. So it's like two guests and, Fernando, we already started the show. Welcome. The show starts at 7:30.
And then I wrote, please give me five minutes.
Well, that's after the show started. That doesn't work.
It was before you started and you were like, we're ready to go at 7:15. Like, where are you?
And that wasn't me. No one cares. We were going to let you spend a couple minutes talking about your film festival, but we don't
care. But we're out of time.
So anyways,
join us next week.
A little bit about the Dead Boy Detectives. Have you watched that yet?
Well, that's why I wanted the extra 5 minutes. I was finishing episode 2. I have this thing called a life where I had to think. Anyway, the point is, you started at what time? You're almost done with the and you're almost done with the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Dead Boys.
The Dead Boys.
So it is now, according to my clock, it's 7:37. You started 7:30.
Listen,
so
stop worrying you're done with the that show. Stuff. Let's just move on. You were late.
Did you enjoy Dead Boys
did
or not?
Did you watch Dead Boy Detectives?
I wish both of
you. Go ahead. All right, fine. We don't have to talk to them. Same thing. The Dead Boy Detectives, apparently they're ghosts, and then they also said that Godzilla's not from the Philippines.
That was an interesting remark. I didn't think, one Dead Boy's from the 1800s and one's from 1980. I'm surprised that they even have a Godzilla reference.
In 1918, he died.
1918. Okay. Yes.
So it wasn't the 1800s, right? He was born in the 1900s.
Oh, that little girl was born in the 1800s. That's right. Yes. That's right.
Right. So, anyways, like I said, I thought it was entertaining, and I felt just in general that it was... that I'm interested in seeing where the next goes. So the premise of the show is it's two ghosts that are solving murders that they think nobody else will solve, and they're kind of like in purgatory. One was in hell and escaped. The other one, the people who rule the underworld will say in this, didn't tell them whether they were going to heaven or hell. And there seems to be a...
They got caught up...
trying to catch them.
There's a bureaucracy, and somehow they've slipped through the... floors of the bureaucracy, and now that they know they're out there, they're going to come and get them.
I mean, it's much better than Spider-Man. Fernando, are you going to talk?
I was given instructions that we would start the show. I was very like, what do we need to cover for the show? It was Fallout up to episode 3 and 4, next, then 2 episodes of the Chinese problem thing, check. Then maybe 1 and/or 2 of the one you are starting the show with. So guess what?
Well,
to my surprise,
you weren't here, so we figured we would talk about it.
And when have we ever actually stuck to what we said we were going to do?
That's the other thing.
Hence the reflection, the highlight of the three of us, two are more on point than not.
Well, all I'm saying is you weren't here, so we started with something that I figured you probably didn't have time to watch.
Boy, does that make so much logical sense. So when I'm here, I could catch within 5 minutes of all I requested. I would be caught right in the middle of something I didn't watch, opposed to jumping right in the stream of Fallout or the Chinese alien talkies.
That's why we were getting ready to move on, because you were like, oh, man, 7 minutes, you're already done with the show. Yeah, we're getting ready to move on because you came on. That's how this works. I'm sure people are loving this. They're probably like,
they see this as clear as crystal. What is happening here?
Yeah.
It's all racism and it's all moronical. I claim it right here. Right, I don't even need the race card. You guys are
you
ID
just
10 teams.
The race card. You do need it.
Yeah,
because
it was a giant one too.
Yeah, I don't even need it, but I'm just going to throw more propane to the fire. You rednecks understand propane, don't you? That's how you fuel. Oh, yeah. Look at your neck. Look at your neck.
I'm wearing a red turtleneck. I'm wearing a red shirt.
I can say I have never thrown propane on a fire, though. I've never done that.
That's what we call in the poetry word.
Let's move on to three body problem.
Yeah, three body problem. I've watched the first two episodes, and that's it, of course.
That's surprising.
You mean the directions? You followed the directions?
Occasionally.
Wow. Funny how that works.
I don't know how I feel about it yet. Parts of it were, quite entertaining. Parts of it was just a history lesson. And
Because there's a naked scene. Like, there's a whole bunch of naked women. Fills in. He could have been lost. He could have been hating it the entire time.
Dehydration. Why can't I put him in a backpack and, like, need a new one? Let me throw her in the tub.
So you are both racist and sexist all in one swing.
Well, you might as well go for the gambit.
So I haven't made my mind up on this show at all. I don't know where I was staying with it.
Much like what we do in the shadows, and much like what we do in the shadows, and like what, and like kind of like Doom Patrol.
Oh, I see.
I feel this keeps getting. So I've already binge watched the show. I did it a couple of weeks ago because at first you guys were like, "Well, we're not going to cover it or whatever," or the show's old. But I think we need to.
It's people, 2 weeks. I haven't said anything like that. You guys keep putting words in my mouth. 10 minutes, 12 minutes? I've said nothing but said everything through you. It's incredible. It's incredible.
This best stuff you've said.
But anyway, I feel like that puppet, show, and I know where her hands are right now.
You never sounded better, Fernando.
And I love the concept, and there's some stuff that you haven't gotten to yet, and so I feel like...
Don't be a Warren.
I feel like where this show goes, I think both of you will at least find it here's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to ruin any of it. I'm just going to say, give it a chance like you did when I came to you with What We Do in the Shadows.
I already say I'm in. It's not a hard in, but I'm definitely in.
Yeah.
If this show is just about the virtual reality, done. The whole sun and all that, I've done. The other stuff is fine. It's okay. I thought first of all, with at least Phil, there's the detective work. Okay, Phil's in for that. He's going to be
solving with that. Right? That and the three
solving a clues. Yeah, because I don't understand the title yet.
Yeah.
So right. I'm presuming. I'm looking at your face. That it's going to be revealed later.
Yeah.
But it has the whole alien thing, and I just finished episode two, which I needed the 5 minutes for, which you guys don't care about, but I wanted to enrich the show. Where now it's the because they're playing with time. It's just weird because I'm presuming we're going to talk about Fallout later. Yes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope so.
The contrast between those two is so wickedly different. Yes. The pacing and the format. So it's kind of messing with my head a little bit. I'm jumping from one to the other because I was playing catch up.
Say this. You guys know the weird rabbit holes I go down when I'm looking on YouTube, right?
Just you, so not
I
us.
I am familiar with what a three-body problem is.
See, I was thinking along like, intelligent, clever nerd side is some kind of paradox with time. You go back in time, kill yourself. How does that work? But you're going.
No, like here. I don't want to ruin it because.
Well, then don't. Just leave it.
When I saw the title of the show, I was like,
there's a bit of foreshadowing.
My alley.
Well, they definitely have the production value if we're just starting off talking about it. Production value. So this could be. I would enjoy this more watching in the theater. This is
and what quality. One of the things that's kind of an aside, but I did like, can't say enjoyed it because of what it was, but I did like was the accuracy of what the communists were doing in the Cultural Revolution.
What they showed
was exactly what happened, and her father getting killed. He was just ones of tens of millions of academics. And if you wore glasses, you were probably put to death during that time. So I was really that whole vibe was really interesting.
Because I was wondering, what do you guys look like with glasses on? I'm just curious. If you had
kind of like you.
This doesn't have to be a segue, but what I'm enjoying between one thread I'm noticing between Fallout and this, they're not pulling punches. They're not saying, okay, oh well, he or she was nice or whatever. We're gonna make their arc is gonna be like within 5 minutes. They're gonna be a nice guy. They're gonna do the right thing. They're staying true. If they're not a nice person, they're staying true to being not a nice person, at least for a full episode, if not more.
So
the little Chinese woman girl, she looks like she's freaking 8 years old, but I guess she's like 18 or something.
Yeah.
The one without the arm, spoiler.
A lot of people were 12 and 13.
So here's my thing is, the one who thought she was doing good, right? The one who Warren's talking about, the daughter of the academic that got killed, right? Yeah. Now all of a sudden, she gets that response, right? Like,
yeah, and then she hits the button at the end.
Message, and she hit the message, and she got a warning saying, I'm a pacifist, but if we come, we're going to conquer your world. And she was like, I'll help.
Yeah, we can't save ourselves, but she was kind of like Lex Luthor in Superman 2. Look at that dig.
Oh,
where he's like, he's just like, tell you what, Australia, Otisburg, yeah. You know, that's he's like, you know, I'm your ambassador. I'm going to hook you up. Just give me this little island, this big, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
you know, and I'll be your conduit for everything else. Make it a smooth transition of power.
Yeah.
So how about that pull on the moment? But I am enjoying the Chinese perspective. They're not covering it up. There's no gaslighting. I'm not making a current political real time moment,
which is why China absolutely. I did because I was curious what China's reaction.
Oh, good.
I think the Communist Party reaction was, not only did they ban it, they've been.
Yeah, is it banned? Netflix banned it.
Yeah, they have been, you know, sanctioning the people, some of the people that put it together.
Yeah.
Truth hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah. That was a pretty big dagger. I will say, like that's kind
truth,
of
and
like,
it's all
when
true.
I watched it, I thought, well, Warren will like the realness there.
Historical.
The production value again, it's high.
It's right there with the best
grow on you, right? They were growing on
me. Yes, absolutely.
From the first episode.
I'm caring about where they're gonna go.
Huh?
I'm caring where they're gonna go. I mean, I'm a little smitten with the one doctor. She's really the corporate one who can split with the three. She's smoking. She's almost shouldn't be a scientist. She's too it's hard to believe someone model hot is that smart too. It's not fair.
Yeah,
but go ahead. Yeah, but yeah, you care.
Yeah.
And it was my very from the very first episode, the black scientist guy, the American.
Yeah.
He very much reminded me of Finn from episode one.
Felt that too. I actually googled to see if that was the same guy.
Oh wow, a little racism-y. But anyway, no, he just has that sense. He can't score. He's not top of the line. He's out of his league for sure. But somehow he's still in the story for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily want to cheer for him either.
I get that.
I will say this, besides that, in the movie world, great casting for most of it. Like just that one, the mystery woman girl who sits on the steps. We see her for the first time and gives the gadget. Like at first I was like, she looks like, you know, just a regular white girl, whatever. But as an actress, she's got depth. She captures the screen when she's on there now for me, opposed to just being, you know, benign, whatever actor on there. She captures the screen.
Yeah, she does a good job.
Yeah. And it's the guy from Game of Thrones.
There are two of them from Game of Thrones, right? The old guy and then the chubby guy.
Oh yeah,
right?
The old guy.
Well, isn't that Wong?
That's Benedict. Yeah, Benedict. Yeah, he's in everything. Man, that guy's awesome. The detective. He played freaking Genghis Khan. Was it?
He did a great job with that.
Oh, he destroyed that role. He was Khan in that.
There's some good casting, some people I'm not familiar with.
There's a bunch of people like, oh, and then even is that Deep Space Nine? She was in Star Trek Generations, the mom, the one, the real time mom, wasn't she Star Trek? The old woman, the older Asian woman.
Is that where she's from?
I think so. It's like, wow, she got old from memories.
Maybe.
I'll have to look at that because she kind of looks familiar and I was trying to place it and I couldn't.
Star
Trek.
I was thinking Karate Kid. Oh, they got her from Godzilla. Wait, no, she's not that old yet.
Yeah.
The numbers are right. That was the 90s. It's freaking 30 plus years since. I'm pretty sure that's from Deep Space Nine. It's the one, the wife of, what's his name, the Irish dude on
Yeah.
transitioned over.
Yeah.
But so there are a lot of characters. You mean, but when the chubby guy came back into the virtual world and he had kind of the skins and the, you know, whatever, it's like, you know, that's what's his name. That's basically what he wore on Game,
yeah, less of a doofus. Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So it was fine. And I was a little worried at first. There was like a moment whenever all the lives were coming back and then through the girl, like, oh, you can't have like a, what is she, like a 10 or 11 naked girl comes like, that's whoa, time out. But I enjoyed the other ones when they were swimming and you saw their butts and all that. It's like, oh, that's okay.
Would.
All right.
Probably you would.
Yeah. It was only me out of the three of us, I'm sure.
So anyways, all right, let's move into Fallout before we run out of time.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Right. We'll move into Fallout. So we're going to talk more the next two episodes of that. Of Dead Boys next week. And then we're going to be at episode. This week we'll do episodes 3 and 4 of.
I wasn't around next week, so I don't know. I didn't know. I'm just getting oxygen now. I jammed 3 and 4, so I'm updated with up to 4. Okay. I'm up to date.
So here's where I'm at. I'm intrigued. There are some characters I just genuinely don't like, and the night.
Do you like the ghoul?
No, the ghoul's okay. I really like Lucy.
Great casting. It's almost like I wonder if they have CGIs. She has that Anne Hathaway anime eyeballs. They take up most of her face.
I don't think so either,
but she has that face. Her eyeballs are bigger than her. I almost said something not nice, but go ahead.
I'll do the same pull you did. Again, the knight is another Finn.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I didn't think about that at the time, but now like the similarities between the two shows where they're picking on Finn.
I'm in retrospect. I think, again, I've been jamming this within the last 48 hours. I think I got that first thought from the night in Fallout. And then it just in my mind, it transitioned. Same kind of situation happening here.
Yeah.
Just out of his league and doesn't quite need. Usually that's kind of a cool character-ish, but not it's not swinging this time for me. It's just, he's okay. Don't get me wrong, but he's not detracting, but he's definitely not like, it's not like Clerks. I'm not even supposed to be here. He's not the hero thrown into a situation. He's leveling up. He's kind of leveling, but he's not necessarily leveling.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do with him because he wasn't in episode 4 at all.
Correct. Which is fine with me.
Yeah.
It's Phil's thrill. They started doing the detective work in Vault 33. They're trying to piece together what nothing for 2 years. Looks like everybody was trying to kill.
They killed each other.
Killed each other and, a suicide. Yeah, exactly.
And the vault was opened from the outside by Lucy's mother.
Yeah, that's kind of.
So that makes it mysterious. And I'll just say this again. I wasn't here for episode 1 and 2. They almost lost me when they killed the dog. I was like, I don't know.
But they brought him back.
No, they did. But
impact.
So I'll actually use that as a segue into where I'm wincing and I'm letting it go. But it's this combination of dystopia, but they have such modern technology right at their fingertips when they're basically living in rags. I'm having to eat it on that because the amount of industrial processing and prowess that they need to have vials to generate electricity. It's just, and then just the guy got another like
Laszlo from.
I was going to bring it up to see if you caught that.
So just all of that technology is a little bit too easy for people who can barely, wear clothing that isn't rags. That's why I'm having to let it go-ish. She got a new finger. I'm like, a little bit of science. You can't hold an organ, whatever, in a drawer without, being refrigerated or something. And then you have a freaking flying astro doctor bot. Oh, let me fix that for you.
It's the way they put the leg on the
guy in the first or second episode.
Say what?
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Leg on him.
Yeah, it was like this little freaking grinder tremors thing, and then it's like, but if that technology is, it's kind of the thing that, what was that, Mockingbird, whatever, that series where they with Jennifer Lawrence. It's like, if you can make, like, they just hit a couple buttons and they made these monster dogs and then the starving play. Couldn't you make a chicken or two, and just to feed the people? Why would you make? That was my first thought when I was like,
a 40-pound chicken breast.
Yeah, you can feed everybody with this. Why are you gonna do? So anyway, that's my
little. I do like the, Phil caught it, which I was actually surprised because I didn't know.
He catches a lot of things, but they're doctors for that.
But, Laszlo is Codsworth, or Dr. Snip Snip in this particular episode.
The voice. Yeah,
and you guys caught.
He is the voice for all those, that same type robot. because there's multiple types of robots. They'll probably bring them out during this series, but for that particular type of robot, he's the voice of all of them. Because I caught it in the first episode and forgot to bring it up, that he was the robot at the house before the bombs went off.
Yeah, again, it's just like you're bringing the robot up again. I'm going to bring up the same point. It's like you have these very, you know, the chemistry behind making these vials to a robot that can hover and do all these mechanics and the AI. That's a lot of technology, man.
And Spider-Man shoots webs out of it. If you're going to question that, you know, you're questioning why we're having this show.
I don't understand.
Spider-Man shoots webs out of his fingers. Thor flies in the air.
But it's not a dystopian world. Tony Stark is developing.
You're questioning why we're here then.
No, I am not.
Acceptance.
You are so wrong.
Favorite show.
You are so wrong.
Acceptance.
You're taking it personally that you're not using logic or rational thought. Period. But it's he.
Yeah. I tried saying that during episodes 1 and 2. There was a couple things that were like a little cheesy to me, and he got all mad. Yes.
Well, I told you the cheesy is supposed to be what they do.
See, no matter what he's saying right now, you can hear the tone and the rise in the levels in his voice.
He's just see,
at least I made it to the show on time.
We can all agree on.
See what I mean?
The pirate chick boning Lucy's cousin was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, saw that coming too.
They didn't get to her water broke before they could.
Yeah, but the thing was, the guy was like, "This is too tight," but he knew where it was going. He's like, "So be it, tight sweater it is."
Well done, right? Yeah, this isn't my scarf. All right, well, whatever.
We got taking one for the team on the this one. Yeah, we're gonna do that. We're gonna okay. And a part of that show. Some of the stuff is kind of disturbing. Here, every once in a while, whether it's the ghoul doing something, cutting a finger. I mean, I want to start liking it. Oh, now we're getting having an honest conversation. I'm almost there, but then it's just kind of, it's some of it's disturbing. Even the pregnant, like, sex scene that we were just talking about. It's a little, it's a little creepy.
Disturbing.
You're in the pause button or the replay. Oh, 10 man. Seconds back. 10 seconds back.
Again, 10 seconds. Pregnant sex does not offend Phil.
But it's just, it's not even like you're making us go down a rabbit hole here, but it's not like pregnant sex, you know, the first trimester. Second. Like she was giving birth like in moments. Yeah. And I know that's, we want to get technical, that helps induce and the science and medicine behind that. But Phil is still aroused, I think. He shouldn't stand up.
Well, I'm just saying that I found that entertaining. We'll just leave that.
Very diplomatic, you know.
Well, based on how the show ended, are they going, what do you think? Are they going to make the ghoul more likable? Because, you know, she gave him the house.
He's, you know, and I liked how, and I'll bleep my own words, but she like golden rule, or mother. It's like, I like that. I like that moment. She stayed true to it, but she kept it real for her character. So what, but it wasn't kind of, you know, just cheese balled Disney plused out. It didn't turn the kingpin over because he sees the errors of his ways, and it wasn't that super cheese at all. But ghoul's gonna change. That's no doubt. It may not be right away, but it's gonna be right away. No, yes.
I agree. I don't know where these knights guys are going. That's one character I kind of.
But again, that technology is super. That's freaking beyond RoboCop. Where are they getting all the parts for this? The industrial design.
Here, I hate. You're good. Just stop.
Oh, you're defending Warren. You're defending Warren.
Defend Warren.
All right, I take it back. I take it back.
They did the same thing in The Walking Dead. So, anyways, we'll be back next week. We'll talk episodes 4 and 5 of Fallout, 3 and 4 of both Three Body Problem and The Dead Boy Detective.
It's a weird mix. We've got a weird mix.
This has been the Marvelous Ones here on ntnradio.com. Weird mix, but kind of good because we're not getting saturated.
It's unique.
All the shows said that it's the same.
Right on.